This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. President Bush and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert are meeting at the White House at this hour. Both men are seeking to help Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. He's the top Palestinian official whose government suddenly controls only part of the Palestinian areas. The Gaza Strip is under the control of his rivals from Hamas. President Bush praised Mahmoud Abbas as a moderate voice in the Middle East.
He is the president of all the Palestinians. He has spoken out for moderation. He is a voice that is a reasonable voice amongst the extremists in your neighborhood.
When he says in your neighborhood, of course, he means Ehud Olmert's neighborhood, since the Israeli leader was standing nearby. These talks come just a day after the Bush administration announced it's ending an embargo on the Palestinian Authority. That's one of the ways it's trying to help Abbas. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is following the story. And Michelle, what kind of signals are the U.S. and Israel trying to send here?
Well, this was mainly just a show of support for Abbas and for this new emergency cabinet that Abbas has just created, which does no longer include Hamas. The prime minister is a man named Salam Fayyad. President Bush called Fayyad a good man. There was no real talk at this brief appearance before reporters this morning about the details, how much money is released. There's this big issue about Palestinian tax revenue that the Israelis have been withholding. Olmert has been promising to release that, but they didn't get into those sorts of details today. This morning, it was mainly just a show of political support.
Well, now, I have to ask, if you've got Mahmoud Abbas, who has lost some support among Palestinians, is trying to regain his position there, does it really help him among Palestinians to have the president of the United States and the prime minister of Israel backing him?
Well, that's what a lot of analysts are questioning, saying, in fact, it's going to have the opposite effect, that Abbas can be seen as America's or Israel's stooge in the Middle East. That's certainly not what they're trying to do. President Bush keeps talking about this region as an ideological struggle, that it was Hamas that started this violence, that Abbas is the voice of moderation, and we need to show Abbas and the Palestinians that that is the way forward.
Is anybody here able to deliver a peace process that might lead to some kind of settlement, broader settlement in the Middle East?
Well, that's the big question. And Olmert today was saying he wasn't promising that exactly, but he did say that he'll be meeting Abbas regularly. He says that's what he has been promising to do. As for, you know, this two-state solution, the big vision that they keep talking about, Olmert was very cautious about this today. He said, we're going to start laying the groundwork for real negotiations to begin. So that's going to be the test of how quickly they can really help Abbas deliver on those big issues rather than just smaller issues.
We're talking with NPR's Michelle Kellerman. And Michelle, before I let you go, quick question about one other issue. I gather that Iran came up when the president and the prime minister of Israel were speaking with the press today.
That's right. Well, I mean, it's a big concern of Israel, of course, and the United States is Iran's suspected nuclear program. President Bush said that all options remain on the table. We're taking this threat seriously, but that he is still working diplomatically. He did sound a bit frustrated in this. He talking about getting the Europeans, the Russians, everybody to show the Iranian government that if they continue to pursue the nuclear program, that they should have a price for this intransigence.
Multiple issues at once. NPR's Michelle Kellerman, thanks very much.
You're welcome.